want to be able to swing, make a swing at it, and not have so much power because the ball will go too far because most chips are very short.
Pro golfer Duffy Waldorf is standing on the edge of a green at Ventura County Sherwood Country Club, giving a group of reporters and a handful of lucky fans a crash course on how to improve their chip shots. There's a lot of excitement here at Sherwood because professional golf is returning to the course in the county for the first time in 3 years. The Thousand Oaks course will be home to the PowerShares QQQ tournament, part of a trio of tournaments which will decide the winner of the Men's Professional Golf Senior Tour.
Much like the PGA Tour has the FedEx Cup, PGA Tour Champions has the Charles Schwab Cup, and this year for the first time ever, whereas in years past it's been a season-long points race, this year it's going to be a three-tournament season-ending playoff series. So the PowerShares QQQ Championship will be the first ever Charles Schwab Cup playoff event, so this will be the first of three. So this field will be 72 players, the top 72 players on the money list, and from there it'll reduce to the top 54 for the Dominion Charity Classic the following week in Virginia, and then from 54 down to 36 for the Charles Schwab Cup Championship in Scottsdale.
Stuart Moore is with the PGA. He says the new tournament will give golf fans in the region the chance to see some top-notch professionals in a close-up environment.
This is not the back nine of their careers for a lot of these guys. They're in their prime of their careers. Bernhard Langer, for instance, obviously won two Masters, but only won three times during his PGA Tour career. He's accumulated 29 wins on PGA Tour champions, including four this year. You know, was in contention at the Masters on Sunday against a bunch of kids half his age, literally. Colin Montgomery, Duffy Waldorf, who's here with us today at Sherwood. It's a great group of guys who are playing some of the best golf of their careers.
The tournament, which will be telecast on the Golf Channel, will be a major showcase for Sherwood. Rob Oosterhaus is the country club's general manager and CEO.
Having the first ever leg of the Charles Schwab Cup playoffs here is such a special and unique and memorable treat for the club and the membership. Being able to host all these superstars that I grew up watching, and a lot of these people, as they got into golf, were watching. It's such a unique opportunity.
The PGA's Stuart Moore talks about why they decided to bring the event to Ventura County.
I think Sherwood's history, in a short, relatively speaking, to golf course architecture and kind of the history of country clubs, it's still a relatively new course, but it's one of the most renowned venues on the West Coast, if not in all the country. So I think with the implementation of the playoffs, we wanted to make sure we came out with a bang.
The event will not just be a golf lover's fantasy, but a fundraiser for some local charities. Stephanie Hunter is with Sherwood Cares, a nonprofit formed by country club members, which has already given out about $150,000 to 15 local charities. Hunter says the tournament will help them do even more.
We are a charitable foundation that supports programs for families and children, educational, nutrition, medical, and safety needs within our community.
Pro golfers like Duffy Waldorf say the Sherwood tournament should be a good show for golf fans.
We got 72 guys, full field. It's going to be a week that I think the local people are really going to love. Southern California is going to have another great tournament.
Waldorf says while he lives in the L.A. area and has played Sherwood more than two dozen times, it's still a challenging course.
It doesn't let you forget that you got to play really good golf to get a good score. So, it lulls you in with the beauty and the comfortable feeling out here. But then when the gun goes off, when the first tee, hit that first tee shot, you got to start playing good golf.
The tournament is a capper to a year-long $10 million-plus update of the course, which was designed by legendary golfer Jack Nicklaus. Nicklaus also oversaw the update to the facilities. The PowerShare QQQ tournament has a three-year deal with Sherwood for events here in 2016. 2017 and 2018. This year's tournament will take place October 28th through 30th. At Lake Sherwood, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.